For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd, Chick-fil-A Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind. And time to bring in Jeff Johnson for the Friday Report. Jeff, good morning. How are you today?
Happy Friday, guys. How we doing?
Happy Friday. You got that right. We are doing great and looking forward to the Little League Report. Has Mother Nature been kind or unkind to you guys?
Well, I tell you, we got a very pleasant break in the weather last night, and we were able to get some games in. We got some games in Tuesday night. I didn't think we would get in. We've had one delay this week on Wednesday, but we're gonna be making those up here tonight and over the weekend, so hopefully we'll get all this action in.
Awesome, awesome. Well, that's great to hear. All right, Jeff, the Friday edition of the Athens Little League Report, you can take it away.
Awesome. Well, we got a lot of action to cover. We're going to start off with some softball last night. ENT of Athens versus EMO in the first round of the softball tournament. Second place ENT of Athens battled third place EMO in what turned out to be a pitching duel with some excellent defensive play. EMO, coached by the amazing Keith Campbell, led off the game with a solo home run to deep left field by Jader Eberhardt. Courtney Coffeen pitched four stellar innings and started a double play in the bottom of the second by catching a hard-hit line drive. And Kathleen Dykes caught a terrific game behind the plate and had two hits. Gabby Campbell, Jada Durden, Allen Robinson, and Abrela Jennings all provided excellent defense. For ENT of Athens, they battled back from being down with strong defense by Demi Moore at second base, Kira Law at first base, and Kenya Wise in right field. Victoria Rodriguez drove in two runs with her first triple of the season, and Louisa Lefty Norris scored two runs on three walks. Izzy Morgan caught a terrific game behind the plate and scored two runs from the leadoff spot. The playoff of the game was a caught line drive by Estelle Grindelin to end a scoring threat in the top of the fourth, and ENT of Athens hung on to win 7-4. ENT of Athens will play in the championship game tonight against Chastain and Associates. Now moving to majors, we've got Hawthorne Drugs versus Law and Order. This was an epic game between these two rivals, and the stakes could not have been higher. It was win or go home, and these two teams fought tooth and nail all night long. Both teams were already coming off exciting late extra inning games before this matchup. Hawthorne would score two early runs. Charlie Hutton drove in Jackson Scott with an RBI single, and after a walk, Andrew Sussman would score on some heads-up base running, stealing second, third, and home. It would then turn into a classic pitcher's duel. Bo Stevens for Law & Order and Charlie Hutton for Hawthorne both were outstanding and would pitch the 85-pitch limit. Bo Stevens recorded nine straight outs at one point and had three Ks, scattering four hits and giving up only one run. Charlie Hutton pitched five and a third scoreless innings, scattering three hits and five strikeouts. Hawthorne added a run in the fifth when Hudson Smith doubled and would score on a base hit by Jackson Scott. In the top of the sixth, Law & Order came back with three runs to tie the game and shut down Hawthorne to send it to extra innings. Move forward to the top of the eighth, Law & Order would take the lead with a clutch base hit by Hank Stevens, scoring Iron Mike Campbell. In the bottom of the eighth, it appeared all the momentum was going Law & Order's way. They had two outs and Hawthorne on the ropes when Lamb Hardman would keep hope alive with a base hit. DJ Sumbrey would walk, and Bo Broderick with two strikes and the season on the line would hit a line drive past the center fielder, scoring pinch runner Casey Barnes and Sumbrey to secure the walk-off win for Hawthorne 5-4. Congrats to a great group of 12-year-olds for Law & Order who wrapped up their Hall of Fame Little League careers, Brad Dement, Bo Stevens, Ben Campbell, Michael Campbell, and Jack Stanfield. Hawthorne will move on to play Northeast Sales tonight and with a chance to secure a spot in the semifinals. Now, switching gears to our machine pitch tournament, we have Boswell Insurance versus Hutton Vandiver. Boswell Insurance, playing in its first playoff game of the tournament, came out showing why they are in the number one seed in the tourney. Boswell Insurance pounded out 10 runs in four innings to win 10-0 over Hutton Vandiver. Boswell was led by Carson Thieme offensively, with Colton Carty, Brady Katz, and Cameron Fields all chipping in. Charlie Wilson had an outstanding night at the plate with two great hits. And as good as the offense was for Boswell, the defense was even better. Brady Coley, Jace Maddox, and Charlie Langley all had outstanding plays, and Carson Thieme at shortstop had four putouts. Now, Hutton Vandiver was coming into the game with some very hot bats, but Mr. Rico on the mound had their number and kept them in check all night. Defensively for Hutton Vandiver, Hudson Hall made an amazing line drive catch that was one of the best plays of the season. Kenny Ness also made a Sports Center-worthy stop at shortstop, stopping a missile off the bat of Carson Thieme. The final score again in that game, Boswell Insurance 10, Hutton Vandiver 0. Then we have the Generals versus Joma Construction. Joma came out of the gate swinging, scoring five runs in the top of the first inning. The Generals quickly answered back with five runs in the bottom of the first, highlighted by Shedrick Mathis's big three-run home run, an RBI single by Broxton Derricott, and an RBI double by Sim Schuler. After a fast start at the plate, the game shifted to a defensive battle that carried into the sixth inning with the Generals and Joma tied at five. Joma got their leadoff runner on base in the top of the sixth, but their rally was halted by Jennings Holloway, who fielded a grounder for a force-out play at second, and on the next play caught a hot line drive at shortstop and was able to double off the runner at first to end the inning. As the leadoff batter in the bottom of the sixth, Holloway drove the ball to left field for a walk-off home run to end the game. It was a very exciting 6-5 victory for the Generals, who advanced to the next round of the playoffs. Joma Construction played their hearts out. Coach Burt was proud of them, their team effort, and for how much they improved over the course of the season. A big high five to BJ, Aiden, Eric, Micah, Van, Declan, Blake, Kennard, Bodie, and Jaden. With the victory, the Generals move to 10-4-1 on the season and will move on to play in the semifinals against Johnson Benefits Group tonight. Now, in our machine pitch division, we're down to the final four. We've got Boswell Insurance, the Generals, Johnson Benefits Group, and Zaxby's. So tonight we'll have two of our semifinal matchups. Johnson Benefits Group versus the Generals will be playing on field two, and Zaxby's versus Boswell Insurance on field one. Both of those games are at 5:30. And the winners of those games will face off in the championship, and that looks to be played either Saturday or Monday. So stay tuned to the Athens Little League Report next week. We're going to have a lot more to report as we announce our champions, and we hope for a very exciting close to the season. And that is your Little League Report for this Friday.
Jeff, great job. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. We'll keep our fingers crossed for the rain and all that good stuff, and we look forward to hearing from you again next week.
Yeah, do a little rain dance for us, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, Jeff Johnson with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd, Chick-fil-A Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens, and brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? Follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk on My Mind.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.